9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
The Newsmaker 3 featuring Dana Romer, one of the longtime organizers of First United Methodist Church annual school supplies venture, and it was a success yet again here this summer.
Dana, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dana.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are wonderful. Thanks for joining us here today. You're joining us here really a couple of weeks after it was announced that First United Methodist Church was once again able to supply virtually everything that school children need here to start the year. How gratifying is it to be part of this effort, which continues to be successful?
It's actually a lot of fun. Don't let that out to anybody, but it's just a lot of fun to be able to get everything organized and to every year be able to pull it off. We had a really small crew this year because we were in a new location at the church, which works out better. We can work on it all year long, but it's amazing what a small group of people can accomplish.
Well, let's kind of let people know what a Herculean effort this really is. So how many school supplies, how many students basically are being served here, Dana?
Well, what we usually count on is a little over 4,000. That accounts for students that move in and out of the district. So even though we may not have that many in the district at one time, we still have to supply for those that are incoming throughout the year, too. So about 4,000 to 4,300 kids.
That is a hefty load. What do you do and who do you reach out to at the start of the process here to at least set the framework for getting everything in by the time the school year gets rolling?
Well, that's the part we always do a lot of praying on, is that everything comes in on time. Right now this year, it seems like every year there's one item that just the logistics and the supply chain just not want to help us with. This year it's a comp books, and we're still waiting on getting some of those in, and we usually end up delivering them the first day, the second day of school, but that's the only thing we're waiting on right now. But we have Walmart works with us really great, and so does the Dollar Tree as far as getting supplies in. There's a few other private vendors that I go through to get things in, and everybody's just, I mean, I've got my locals and my supply chain that they know what we want every year and are pretty good about getting those things in for us. So we're real fortunate in that respect.
And Dana Romer with the First United Methodist Church, setting up school supplies for every student, USD 253. So what does every student get, Dana? What do these packs include?
It just depends on their grade level, but they have binders, dry erase markers, folders, regular markers, composition notebooks, spirals, glue sticks, pencils, crayons, erasers, papers, pencil boxes, colored pencils, scissors, just across the board. We supply quite a few things for them.
How much does it cost, I guess? What is the budget amount that you set here to get everything paid for?
Well, if I paid the regular prices in the store for things, we figured it's about $58,000. I try to buy things on sale at the end of the year and, you know, travel the countryside trying to find some bargains out there. And so we're usually able to get it down to about $45,000, so, or less, just depending on the year and what they have on sale that year. So
that is still a big chunk of change to put out on school supplies. And where does that money come from? And the other thing I was going to ask you here about is just basically the gathering effort and the distribution effort, because we talk about getting the school supplies, but purchasing them is just one thing. You've got to get them to the schools as well.
Yes, and we've had really good luck. Middle school this year had their student council come out and help us unload. And for all their supplies out there, it took us about 15 minutes to get everything unloaded. So that when you have a good team like that that will show up and help unload, it's just, it works so great. And we've got volunteers at the church that help us. My brother Lane Hollern has been instrumental in helping haul stuff around all over town for me. He's going to want to go back to work and get off retirement, I'm sure, after a few years of this. But he's been hauling for several weeks now, either picking up supplies and taking them to the church, or after we've got them sorted, taking them to the school. So it's just really helpful having a good core group of volunteers.
Well, we know your radar is always on looking for deals and bargains, Dana. We know what a splendid job you do of that. And even at $45,000, as Chuck was mentioning, that's a lot of money. So what goes into the fundraising? Where does this money come from exactly?
Our biggest chunk of change comes from the Jones Trust. We could not do this project without them. They help us out every year and give us a big, you know, chunk to get started with. And then the rest of it comes from donations from members and, you know, there's a few local churches that help us out and just people off the street. I've gone into Walmart, even in other towns, and they see me with my 5 carts of paper and ask what's going on. And I've had people just walk up and give me $20 to help out with the cause. So it's just a very nice mission project for the church to be able to do it. And it's very gratifying.
Dana, yeah. How long has this been going on? And talk, you know, take us all the way back to what really prompted you and the church to consider and then move forward with this the very first time.
Well, we have worked in a partnership with Walnut on a very, very small scale for years and years now. We would just, everybody would bring something and donate it, you know, a pack of crayons here and a pack of pencils here, just all oddball weirdo stuff that we would just give to the school and they could use it however. Well, then we started being more focused on what they really wanted and needed. And we had our bishop at the time came out and said, you know, let's focus on reaching out to the schools and seeing what we can do to either start something or expand something. And so one of our local members, Tyler Curtis, opened his mouth and challenged us to, why don't we just do all the students? So we started out kind of small and did the high school, and then we started adding schools to where it's just grown to where we do everything now. So, but yeah, that's where we started.
What an impact. I mean, for every student, USD 253, well over 4,000. Just head shaking, really, jaw dropping. You know, what kind of an impact you've had and how many families and kids you're helping out here, Dana, with your efforts. We can't thank you enough for all that you do.
And absolutely.
We appreciate your efforts. Yeah, it's amazing that you're able to pull this off every year.
Yeah, and
it takes a team for sure.
Yeah, and as a school parent and as a parent of 4 children, just thinking what the you know, looking back at what we had several years ago when this got started, and we didn't have all of our kids then, but you know, just looking at the bill that we would have had to outlay this year with all 4 kids involved, it's jaw-dropping, and I just wanted to personally say thank you to you and all the volunteers because it means an awful lot to us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. The community is so welcome. We're great to be able to do it.
Well, Dana, yeah, keep up the great work. Good to talk to you.
And, you too.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Dana.
Thanks,
Romer,
Dana.
First United Methodist Church, talking about the effort to supply all students USD 253 with school supplies, which they have managed to do again.
Again.
This year.
Again. And speaking of more school-related matters, don't forget, too, that we've got more coming up here tomorrow on our morning show in the 8 o'clock hour because we'll have the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson-Harder. And understand, something tells me that back to school is going to be our focal point here tomorrow. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the Newsmaker 2, which is on a totally different topic. Angela Anderson of the Kansas Water Office joins us as we discuss the Kansas Reservoir Protection Initiative. Both interviews tomorrow here on KVOE.
And don't forget, this is USD 253 Open House Day at the schools today.
Oh, yes.
Jones Early Childhood Development Center from 3 until 5 this afternoon. All elementary schools from 4 until 6. The middle school, 6th grade, 4:30 to 5:30. 7th and 8th grade, 5:30 to 6:30. And at the high school, 5:30 until 7. Are you open housing it at all today, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. I've got 3 at one and 1 at another, so we'll be kind of splitting up things and making sure the kids, you know, they have a good time. They'll meet their teachers here today, and we're really looking forward to launching the school year here on Wednesday. At least we don't have to do the jump start and the official start day here this week, but that'll be coming here next year.
All right, KVOE Live and Local 851 Sunshine, 74 degrees. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Lucas Moody with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Are you looking to join a team?